Focus on France.
Welcome to Focus on France. I'm Claire Colcott. It's question time for departing French coach Raymond Domenech. And even if the Frenchman agrees to dish the dirt, he does not want to wash his dirty laundry in public. So at the request of the French Football Federation, lawmakers questioned Domenech over what went wrong in South Africa behind closed doors at the National Assembly in Paris. The mob of journalists were carefully kept at bay. In leaks to the press, it appears that some lawmakers were concerned over Domenech's refusal to shake hands with his counterpart Carlos Alberto Pereira in Bloemfontein. That was when France suffered a stinging defeat to host South Africa. Speaking after the hearing, right-wing lawmaker Marc Bernier says Domenech regrets the timing of his acts.
Pereira said France's qualification was unacceptable and that Les Bleus should not be allowed to play in South Africa. But let I remind you that France was in the same group as South Africa, so these comments were clearly aimed at destabilizing the French squad ahead of the tournament. Domenech regrets not having reacted immediately to the comments. He let things simmer, and he expressed his resentment at the end of the match. That's something he does regret.
But regrets are not enough, and Domenech has to answer not only for his behaviour, but also for that of his players. The behaviour of the French football team has been making headlines over the past 2 weeks, and Domenech's insistence that everything was going to plan made him a deeply unpopular figure in France. French lawmaker Michel Herbillon is the vice president of the hearing. He expresses doubts about Domenech's skills.
We realize that Domenech is overprotective towards his players and that at the same time he has no authority over them and he can't impose anything on them. He told us he had values, which I was glad to hear, but what I want to know is what he did to transmit these values of good behavior to his players. And what he told us, well, that left us rather baffled.
The former head of the French Football Federation, Jean-Pierre Escalette, was also at the hearing and was questioned over the French squad's behaviour throughout the tournament. The players decided to boycott an open training session in protest at the exclusion of Nicolas Anelka. The French striker was excluded from the squad for clashing with the coach at half-time of their match against Mexico. French lawmaker Lionel Tardy explains how Domenech and Escalette failed to stop the boycott.
They tried to convince the players to abandon their boycott by all the means at their disposal, but they came up against a wall of opposition, as the head of Football Federation so aptly described. Escalette was unable to break down that wall despite his experience and 50-year-old career in football, and despite all the implications a boycott would have. Clearly for him, something broke that day.
This hearing will in any case be Domenech's final act as the coach of the French team. In Paris, World Cup winning player Laurent Blanc is keenly awaited. He is due to be officially confirmed as his successor on July 2nd. For Focus on France, I'm Claire Colcott.